In the fall of 1989, the people of East Germany gathered at St. Nicholas Church in Leipzig to pray for peace. As the crowd of tens of thousands grew, the communist government decided to crack down on their gathering. They surrounded the church with secret police, military vehicles, and heavily armed soldiers, given the authority to execute lethal force upon the crowds. The state had all the power, all the authority, all the weapons and armor. And everyday citizens had absolutely nothing to protect themselves. When the church doors opened that evening, massive crowds did not riot, nor did they flee in fear. They simply walked out carrying lit candles, praying for peace. So overwhelmed with the simple and peaceful courage, the armed soldiers were completely paralyzed. They didn't fire a single shot, and they eventually stood down. A high-ranking communist official later admitted, "We were planned for everything. We were prepared for everything, but not for candles and prayer." The heavenly armed guards were paralyzed, but the unarmed people, stepping out in faith, changed the course of history. That same dynamic, earthly power being entirely paralyzed in the face of courage of faith, is the exact same message we see at the empty tomb on this morning. Brothers and sisters, we celebrate the highest feast of our faith, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Happy Easter. And with our Easter joy, let us consider for a moment the things of this modern world that paralyze us in fear, even amidst our Easter joy. Do we not face deep anxieties about the future, about our family situations, about brokenness, about our jobs, of relationships, of the state of society, so many things seemingly beyond our control? And so much of our life is spent trying to armor ourselves against these fears, building up our own walls of security. We do this all the time. In today's Gospel of Matthew, we see a striking contrast at the empty tomb. Two witnesses, completely different in their reactions to the power of God. One paralyzed in fear, the other fear who's transformed to an unstoppable, joyful momentum. When we truly encounter the risen Christ, our reliance on our own worldly security is shattered. Our paralyzing fears are transformed to become joyful witnesses of the gospel. In Matthew 28, we see the heavily armed guards terrified by an angel. They shook and stood like dead men. Juxtaposed to the women at the tomb, their natural fear, faced with the supernatural, and yet they were encouraged not to fear, and they quickly left with great joy. The great church father, St. John Chrysostom, powerfully highlights the irony in today's gospel. He notes that the guards relied heavily on weapons, armor, their own force, their earthly power. Because they trusted in this earthly power, they were entirely paralyzed and rendered lifeless, confronted with the divine reality. Meanwhile, Chrysostom points out the women, structurally the weakest in their ancient time, were actually fueled by their love and devotion to Jesus Christ. Because love casts out fear, they were given the strength to be courageous heralds of eternal life, the first apostles of the apostles. How often we act just like those Roman guards, don't we? Trying to secure our lives with worldly armor, our own ambitions, relying upon our own wealth or status, control, relentless planning. We do this. And we hope that our efforts will somehow quell the anxieties. But I think we know when real crisis hits, how we are shaken to our own core. We recognize we do not have what it takes. We too stand sometimes like dead men, paralyzed in the face of our own fears. Christ today invites us to drop our useless worldly armor. He calls us to fall at the feet like the women. When we surrender our need for control, we are able to hear, "Do not be afraid," and to walk away with courageous faith. The reality of the resurrection, brothers and sisters, strips us of the illusion that we can protect ourselves with our own earthly power. We cannot. Instead, the gospel offers us something far greater and far more eternal. It offers us a transformative love and replaces paralysis with prophetic courage to proclaim the gospel, which we all need. I invite you to identify one fear that keeps you frozen as you are where you are in your life and to surrender it at the feet of Jesus and hear him say directly to your heart, "Do not be afraid," and ask him for the grace to witness his love in your daily life. Fortunately, we do not need to look far to the risen Lord who gives us courage. As we hear in Acts 10, Peter emphasizes the apostles ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. This is exactly what we are about to do. As we receive the most holy Eucharist, let this profound physical encounter with Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, cast out our fears once and for all, each and every day. May his body and blood send forth in Easter joy all of us to tell the world that indeed he truly is risen. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia.